Hey there, Mama. I don't know about you, but all of this planning for 2021 is a little overwhelming. I have trouble planning tomorrow, let alone today. And now you want me to plan the whole year? You've got to be kidding me. My time blindness makes it extremely difficult to set realistic plans for any amount of time, but the longer it gets, the worse my estimation becomes. Time blindness is one of my biggest hurdles with my ADHD, so I want to let you in on a little secret on how I overcome time blindness every month.
Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sun. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life.
Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia. Oh, man, it's January. We made it to 2021. And now everybody's talking about setting goals and making plans, and it's a little much for my ADHD brain. So I put together a couple of episodes on planning for the year, but in an ADHD-friendly way. Today I'm talking about time blindness. Oh, it's like the bane of my existence. It's so hard for me to see in the future. My brain truly runs on two time modes, now and not now. And while it seems like that YOLO lifestyle sounds like a great idea, when you're young and carefree as a mom, that just creates a struggle bus. We can't fly by the seat of our disorganized pants quite as often because there's a lot to keep up with. So what's my secret? Because I don't see very far into the future and think about what's coming up, I absolutely adore Laura Casey's method of month ahead prep days. I have written out how I follow her plan in an ADHD-friendly way on my website. You can go grab the notes so you can just listen right now and then go back and you can refer to the list when you're ready to sit down and prep the next month. You can grab it in the link in the show notes or you can go to patriciasung.com/month ahead. So in order to wrap my head around what's coming up, around the 15th of the month, I look at the next month coming. So if you're listening to this in real time, it's currently the middle of January, so we're looking ahead to the month of February. So I grab my bullet journal, something to write with, and any of the calendars that you may have. Hopefully you have one central calendar. I'm going to teach you on that. If you don't know how to use a central calendar, that is coming. It's a lifesaver. But if you don't have a central calendar, you need to gather up the school calendar and work calendar, whatever calendars you need, all the things that are coming, all the emails. We're going to look at all those things at one time and look at what's going on next month. The first category I write down is birthdays. This can be called special days or whatever you want to name it, doesn't matter to me. But in here, I also look at special celebrations or like anniversaries, basically anything that I need to send some kind of like card or text or gift, or maybe if I need to schedule a dinner reservation one day, these all go into this category here. The reason I love the month ahead so much is because I'm looking at, say somebody has a birthday on February 1st and it's the middle of January. If I need to send them something or prepare anything, I need to do that now. If I wait until February 1st to figure out what I need to do in February, I've already missed February 1st birthday. The next category is shopping. This could be things like birthday gifts or a thank you present, a special outfit for an event that's coming up, anything I need to buy in advance. Again, if somebody's birthday is on February 1st, I need to go on Amazon and order something now for it to arrive in time. The next category is babysitter. Granted, pandemic life not as valid, but when we were able to go around and do stuff, we would schedule a date night at least once a month with just my husband and me to spend time together. We also tried to do one grown-up night with friends. So one night specifically just for us and then one night where we were with other adults as well. And I jot down the date, the time, the length, and find someone who can come watch our kids for us. The next category is phone calls. What kind of phone calls do I need to make? Immediate family's birthdays, do I need to schedule any annual doctor's appointments, order some medication refills, jot those all down here. The next section is preparation. This is the most lengthy one that I have, and this includes anything that I need to prep ahead of time. Is there a birthday celebration coming up? Are we planning a trip? Do we have a special event coming up? Is there a holiday or a field trip or an extracurricular registration? Anything that I need to do something for ahead of time, I have that on my radar. The last one is miscellaneous. I'll write down here if my husband's traveling, anything else that needs to be done ahead of time, but doesn't really fall into any of the other categories. You'll want to go through and check all of the calendars that you have, your calendar on your phone, if you have a paper planner, school calendar, daycare calendar, work calendar. Go through and look at February for every possible angle of anything that might come up. I like to keep this list super basic on one sheet so that it's easy to reference what needs to happen. It also gives me a chance to see how busy is the month. I usually need a reality check. Please don't schedule anything else, Patricia. Now, the good part is if you're listening in this real time, hey, it's still the pandemic style life we're living, and this is a great time to implement this habit because there's not as much stuff going on as you may have in usual life. You can always add on to it, but it's much easier to establish the habit when it's less crazy. Hey, Mama, do you want to be on the podcast? I need your help. In February, we're talking about taking care of the person at the bottom of the priority list. That's us. It takes a village. What is your best advice for other ADHD mamas to take care of themselves? I want to know, and so do you. Send me your best advice at patriciasung.com/share advice. And you might be featured on an upcoming episode of our self-care series. Click the link in the show notes and spill your secrets. Now, I usually set a timer for about 15 minutes to knock this out as quickly as I can. Because I have all my stuff on one calendar, I can do it that quickly. But if I still have time, this is the moment where I start planning. I start brainstorming. What needs to happen in the preparation category? Can I text a babysitter dates to see if she's available? Can I schedule something on my calendar to say, hey, on Tuesday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to make all these phone calls while I'm sitting in the pickup line at school? Not that we're in real school, but you get what I mean. When my allotted time is up, I can then decide, when am I going to finish working on this prep stuff? Can I do it now? Is that feasible? Or do I need to say, okay, tomorrow I can work on this at 2 o'clock and write it in my schedule? My goal is to get everything that's possibly going on in February that I need to do something for ahead of time on that piece of paper so that it's in one spot for my brain to wrap my head around. Then from there, I have certain times scheduled on my calendar to go in and work on the different categories. Here's when I can make all the phone calls. At one time, I do all the shopping. Here's the date I need to start planning my son's birthday party. One, I end up being more efficient because I'm batching those similar tasks together. But two, I'm not scrambling at the last minute trying to solve a problem that I wouldn't have had to deal with had I started it earlier. I like knowing what's coming on my calendar because it gives me the confidence that I am prepared, I am someone who is ready, and I don't feel like a jerk that didn't remember somebody's birthday. I also find that my brain does really well when I just kind of let things sit there. When I write down, oh, I have to buy my husband a birthday gift. Now that my brain is aware of that, it kind of like sits on it and it gives me a chance to think without thinking about what do I want to get him for a present. And my brain can just kind of marinate on that and I'll come up with a better idea than if it's 2 days before and I'm scrambling. So while I'm not planning all of 2021, I am looking ahead at February to get myself ready, be prepared, and feel good about I'm ready, I'm calm, I'm prepared, and I can do hard things. I'll talk to you next week, Successful Mama.
Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.